These days, for rent signs are as common as stock options once were in Silicon Valley. Thousands of would-be entrepreneurs fled the area in search of greener pastures. Still, there are those who have put down roots, and NPR's Laura Seidel reports on who is sticking around and why.
In 1999, at the height of the boom, 46-year-old Richard Mandenberg took a job at a Silicon Valley startup called IQ Commerce.
It was my first week, and we met with our audit firm. And the auditor looked at me and said, "You have a ton of money, the team is great, don't worry about revenue."
It was a time when no one in Silicon Valley was worrying about revenue. Employees got massages at work, office parties featured champagne and caviar, and 26-year-olds drove BMWs. At its peak, Mandenberg's company, IQ Commerce, had a staff of $120 and $35 million in venture capital. The company helped traditional retailers market themselves on the web, but it never turned into the billion-dollar business that investors hoped it would. So after 2 years, Mandenberg and the company's board decided to part ways. Mandenberg now works for another startup called Aspiri, which has a very different business philosophy.
The company's completely focused on the pragmatic aspects of how to build a business. And the only way to build a business is to successfully sell something to happy customers and have them pay you for it.
Aspiri markets a technology that allows consumers to easily log onto their computers from anywhere. The company has a staff of 9, and Mandenberg took a 20% pay cut to work there. This bare-bones business environment is typical of the businesses left in Silicon Valley. Take a company like Skyflow, housed in modest offices beside a noisy highway on the edge of Berkeley. It markets a voice recognition technology that provides companies with pre-recorded answers to frequently asked questions.
"Welcome to order tracking. I'm here to help you with your order. Just answer my questions in a clear and natural voice."
The company's founder and chairman, Neeba Agrawal, isn't lavishing her 20 employees with perks.
"You have to really be prepared that anything that was taking you any length of time is now going to take 3 or 4 times as long now to accomplish. And you have to do that with half the money, half the number of people, and you have to work twice as hard to get there."
The 20-person company has some good customers, including Apple Computer. But it hasn't been able to get venture capital, just support from an angel investor, a rich person who believes in the company. For the past few weeks, Agrawal has even had to work without pay. Randy Commissar, a consulting professor of entrepreneurship at Stanford University, says Agrawal and Mandenberg represent true entrepreneurs, unlike what he calls the carpetbaggers drawn to Silicon Valley during the boom.
"By and large, I would argue that most of them fell into their opportunities without having the perseverance, the dedication, the passion, the commitment that is necessary for entrepreneurship to flourish."
And these days, entrepreneurs can struggle for some time without venture capital. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers MoneyTree, at the height of the boom in 2000, $35 billion in venture capital came into the valley. In 2002, that number was down to $7 billion. However, Roger McNamee, a partner with the venture firm Integral Capital Partners, says technology is still an expanding business, and there is room for good companies.
"There is an investment industry that depends on the health and well-being of Silicon Valley, which has nowhere else to invest. And that community is downsized along with the industry, but it still exists also. Everyone is significantly more cautious than they may have been a few years ago. But the opportunities out there, I think, are very, very significant."
The young founders of IrisAO sure hope that's true. These recent University of California, Berkeley grads are taking advantage of a program that gives them a year of free rent.
"Welcome to our humble abode. So you're in the basement of the Bancroft Hotel in Berkeley, California."
Business school grad Matt Campbell is COO of IrisAO, which he founded last year along with 2 graduates of the Berkeley Engineering School. The company develops mirrors that can be used, among other things, to allow eye doctors to do better exams. They have no investors, but they've managed to get some customers. And despite long hours, Campbell says it's worth it.
"You can spend your whole life working in a day job, and we've got very good people involved, and they can all go out and find work even in a tough economy. But you may never get the chance to go out on your own and try to start a business. That's what's kept me going through a year without pay."
Campbell is one of only 2 people from his graduating class in 2002 who are founding their own companies, as compared with 22 in 1999 during the height of the boom. But if Silicon Valley is to remain the tech center it's been, observers say it is people like Campbell who will sow the seeds. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.